Reedsburg Art Link from Reedsburg. I'm not sure who the first reader would be, Ms.
It's
Karen.
Me, right?
The first one on that?
That is Sarah.
I got it. It's one of my add-ons. It's called the 20 Poem.
Let's start with those first
poems. Oh, sorry.
Please. Thanks, guys.
All right, hands are up.
20 Poems Project. So this is for $2,750, which all that's going to artist fees. There's four artists identified, the poet, the hand letterer, several others that they're just going to have to be able to make this public artwork happen. So I'm familiar with Reedsburg actually through Worm Farm Institute, which we have, you know, later on. But I think this project is an excellent example, actually, of, for me, still again coming from a creative placemaking framework that they're, you know, it's a, that they've even in a small town formed this kind of arts agency in connection with the government. You know, again, just a really strong investment. I really love that first poem. Investment in local poets, and again, working with residents and other neighbors to actually produce poetry that then can go through a process to, again, be hand lettered and all different forms of public infrastructure. Street lamps, garbage cans, utility poles. That this is a way to kind of get a sort of tour and curiosity going to go around throughout the town. They're liking it to efforts they have with revitalization, looking at the downtown Main Street and just how to bring a vibrancy through that. But just very strong engagement overall, with from a very, I think, thoughtful and experienced artist team, much of who are, again, based right in that area, familiar with that area. I do think the artist fees are low, but I think they're doing this overall as a low-budget project, trying to set a precedent, I think, for doing this kind of work after they finish the major park project in the area. And with their evaluation practice, I thought it was great they're acknowledging they're taking Wisconsin Arts Board advising. I would just encourage them to look at how they build questions that potentially, again, can look at aesthetics by looking at what the poetry content is. So, again, the art can actually provide information about what people are valuing in the area or have concerns about. And I just still think this is a chance to, like, imagine what the downtown can be. You know, are there specific policy or development, economic questions they want to explore through the poetry? It's just an opportunity to do that and to talk about what contemporary life is in a small rural place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I agree a lot with what was just said. I found this project to be an innovative way of incorporating art and poetry into their goal of trying to make their downtown area with place making. I like the idea of the scavenger hunt, using the artistic design book that guides you through and illustrates the poem. I found this one to be a very interesting and innovative way to create a place that is interesting and artistic, and I just found this one very, very neat.
So I live in a small town, and boy, this is a project I would love to take home and replicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, to me, it's as comprehensive as the Fitz Center was, in terms of combining people exploring poetry, writing poetry, beautification, tourism development, neighbor bonding, community identity, as well as an overt attempt to engage different kinds of people in the process. And I like their commitment that at least two of the 20 poems wouldn't be in English. And they were assuming that one would be Spanish and another Ho-Chunk, but they hadn't concluded that. I like the fact that they've got products as well as good process, the chapbook that they were going to produce. The community was going to do scavenger hunts, which I thought was a neat way of engaging visitors as well as the locals who have made the process. And I liked it that it was a next step to the Design Reedsburg thing that they were doing, and all the different partners. I mean, this is just, this is when people say you can't do good, you can't do anything sweeping with practically no money. These guys are writing the book on why that's BS, because you can, and this is a great example of it.
It's a comprehensive plan that continues to build.
Yeah, it really does.